History of the True Jesus Church in Bayan Baru, Penang. There is a saying, wherever you go, there your footsteps will remain. Likewise, in our journey of faith, we need to remember the perpetual footsteps God has left behind. Our Lord Jesus once said, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" Whenever we remember the words of God and are submissive to His power, we will experience His glory. In 1996, during one of the CMC meetings in Arietam Church, there was a proposal to institute another area of worship that is more centralized to our believers' residences with these three reasons. Firstly, the membership in Arietam Church was increasing and the chapel was running out of space. Secondly, for the convenience of members attending church services, as there were constant traffic jams around the Arietam Church. Thirdly, to establish a new site to propagate the gospel and to kickstart pioneering works. Bayan Baru is a satellite city and a free trade zone in Penang. The population in this area is growing denser. Therefore, it is a fertile land suitable for preaching the gospel. Thank God for His guidance. We managed to locate a double-story shop lot in Bayan Baru in 2000. We eventually purchased the shop lot from the developer at a price of 39,000, and this was approved during the AGM. Later, a committee consisting of 6 members was set up to oversee the renovation matters. Thank God for His guidance, the renovation was completed in November 2001, and members officially started attending services on the 7th of December 2001. We thank God for His grace. The Bayan Baru True Jesus Church was dedicated to the Lord on the 25th of August 2002 to glorify His name. Thank the Lord. Besides fulfilling the needs of our members, the branching of the church also serves as another milestone in preaching the gospel. Brethren and co-workers from 2 districts can continue to strive hard for the gospel in one accord and with the spirit of one body, allowing our divine works to prosper further. Since most of our believers in Bayan Baru are young couples, therefore this church has one unique characteristic of having many little children. Religious education classes began in the year 2000 with 10 students. As the number of our students increased over the years, the number of classrooms also increased, starting from 2, then to 5 classes. By the year 2009, we already have a total of 26 students and were encountering shortage of space and classrooms. Our ministers and co-workers were very concerned over this issue. Hence, everyone prayed in one accord, beseeching God to guide us in locating an appropriate area for worship. One day, a deacon received a copy of the developer's AGM agenda with an address and a phone number in it, so we called to inquire whether the 2 shop lots next to our present church were available for sale. The person in charge then responded that these 2 shop lots were ready to be placed on the market, as both tenants had taken similar actions of moving out without prior discussion. After negotiation, the person in charge expressed that since it was for church building, the negotiator was willing to provide a rebate and sold us this unit with the market price of a decade ago, which was 40,000 ringgit. We thank God for this wonderful and exciting arrangement. Truly, it is Jehovah Yireh. The Lord will provide. Our God is worthy of all praises, as what He has prepared and provided is perfect. The proposal of purchasing the shop lot next to the current church was adopted in one accord during the EGM held on the 1st of August 2009. The down payment for the new unit was 40,000 ringgit and the legal fee was 20,000 ringgit. However, our treasury had only 100,000 ringgit after settling previous loans. Immediately, the Arietam Church offered a helping hand by providing a loan of 10,000 ringgit to address this urgency, and God also moved many brethren to contribute generously. Eventually, the bank approved our loan of 32,000 ringgit, and we were free from financial burdens. During the AGM held on the 13th of March 2010, the CMC received the approval of 20,000 ringgit for renovation purposes. Therefore, a committee was set up to oversee renovation matters. In order to minimize our expenditure, our members still continued worshipping services and had RE classes in the same unit but at different floors. To have a clean environment for services, our brothers and sisters would arrive earlier to clear up the debris and dust from the ongoing renovation work. Although this renovation has brought many inconveniences, Nonetheless, our brethren and truth-seeking friends never ceased in their attendance. The 1st of January 2010 marked the beginning of a new year, and it was also an unforgettable day for all brothers and sisters as we could attend service in this new chapel. Undeniably, it is alike to what King Saul has described, unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Thank God, after a decade, we can still expand our church. Although we experienced many difficulties and challenges, yet we could once again experience the beautiful will and power of God, and how He has personally guided us in completing this project. Bayan Baru Church once again held a dedication service on the 11th of July 2011 and dedicated this new chapel to the Lord Jesus. It is the will of the Lord that the church will grow like how He has instructed through Prophet Elijah. Enlarge the place of your tent, and let the curtains of your habitations be stretched out. Do not hold back, lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. These marks of grace make us reminisce on God's guidance. Let us continue to love God with a zealous heart and be exceptionally diligent and serve Him reverently in faith, love, conduct, knowledge, self-control, and patience. Through these, strength and grace will be added upon our heavenly journey and our faiths. For in this way, there will be richly provided for you an entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. All glory to our Lord God. Amen.